Helen. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hello, Dr. Wright. Thank you for doing this.
Sure.
And my question today is about I found out that I have a mild form of hyperhomocysteinemia caused by MTHFR. So my complaints lately has been sleep. I either cannot fall asleep or I cannot stay asleep for more than like 5 hours. And I also have low estrogen and progesterone, and I'm about 40 years old. And lately I have a lot of hair loss, and I've been hypothyroid for about 10 years. But then about a few months ago, I started taking methylfolate supplements.
Okay.
And that really helped me get off of my thyroid meds. Yeah. And during a few months ago when I was seeing a naturopath, she also put me on a very high dose of methylfolate, about 5 milligrams a day. So that actually helped push my progesterone and estrogen levels back to normal. But I really wasn't able to tolerate that high dose of methylfolate. My sleep was completely ruined. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't fall asleep or stay asleep for more than an hour. And I also had bad depression. So since then, I stopped taking methylfolate, the high dose methylfolate. And I take about 600 micrograms of methylfolate from a multivitamin. But obviously my estrogen and progesterone levels have tanked, and my sleep is definitely better, but my hair loss is getting worse. And my TSH is elevated about 5.8, but my free T3 and free T4 seem to be borderline normal. Borderline normal, but on the low side. So I'm really confused on, you know, how do I improve my sleep? How do I improve my estrogen and progesterone? The one thing that I thought was, you know, methylfolate at some point did help me get my estrogen and progesterone back to normal. So, and I also have the MTHFR gene mutation. So is it possible that I need a better combination of B vitamins to, you know, fix all the problems I have now?
Okay, ma'am. Well, that's a fairly comprehensive set of questions. So we have to take our break right here, and I'll get back to you with some answers after that. And, of course, the inevitable commercial announcement, but hang in there. Okay, well, getting back to Helen's questions here. Ma'am, you were reporting quite a remarkable improvement in certain things, although other ones worsened, I heard you, when you took the high-dose methylfolate. Okay, and you also mentioned that genetic defect thing. So
that's right.
The strategy that I'd be thinking about, since you had that response to methylfolate, is to take, just like you did, a lower dose, although I wouldn't be scared of 1 milligram. I know you can get pretty scared when you can't sleep with this stuff, but still, it's unlikely with 1 milligram. Anyway, but I also would try the other things that normalize homocysteine at the very same time, ma'am, and those include methylcobalamin. It has to be the methyl form once again because of the MTHFR problem. Plus, the active form of vitamin B6, not just regular vitamin B6, because some of us have trouble activating vitamin B6. Uh-huh. And I can tell you this over the air without a visit, just simply because the stuff is so safe. It's on the shelf in every health food store. It's called P5P. That's the, on the label it says P5P. And it comes in a 50 milligram, 50. And that one, usually I'll tell people it's perfectly safe to start with 50 milligrams twice a day, and make sure you got some B complex in your multiple too for the rest of the B vitamins. But there's an occasional
B complex. Like, what does it have?
Well, if you go looking for a good one, look for something called active B complex, because several of the B vitamins need to be activated, and this multiple has the active B6 right in it. It's not got the same amount, but right in it. But it also has the active forms of all the other B vitamins if they need to be activated, and not all of them do. But I'd be looking at the... Yes, ma'am?
How do I figure out the right dosage? I remember I took a B complex, a B vitamin, I'm not sure if the B complex, which had a super high dose of B12, methylcobalamin.
Yes.
I think it was like in the range of 10,000%.
You're not going to find that in this active B complex, ma'am. It has moderate doses to low doses of everything in it, but not.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The so-called active B-complex, that's the trade name for it, and it's available at all the health food stores, to home dispensary, compounding pharmacies.
Sure.
That stuff does not have super doses of anything, and it has mild to moderate doses of all the B-complex. But, ma'am, since there are other folks waiting, let me continue here. And then the P5P, the total of the P5P, some of which is in the active B-complex, should be 50 milligrams twice daily. There's the occasional person, and this is occasional, but since you have a sleep sensitivity, there's the occasional person, if they take it too close to bedtime, they don't sleep so well. Okay, last thing. There is one more thing. No kidding. Were you told about something called N-acetylcysteine, ma'am? N-acetyl. Cysteine, C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E, because if you weren't, please go get yourself some N-acetylcysteine. That's the other factor that's known to help correct homocysteine, and sometimes we need all four of them, and the N-acetylcysteine, so far, I've never heard anybody have adverse effects from it, but I suppose anything's possible, so be careful. And it's a 500 milligram, and that one's twice a day. Now, if we have those four things, the methylcobalamin, the methylfolate, the active B6 in the B-complex, and the N-acetylcysteine, you're very, very likely to normalize, in fact, extremely likely to normalize the homocysteine that wasn't normal. And then you'll just have to wait and see if putting that all together brings your estrogen progesterone back up. It may well do that if you just have a small amount of each cofactor rather than a big honking amount of one cofactor, if you see what I mean. Okay, last thing, ma'am. When a person is in her 40s and she's losing hair, it could be weak thyroid, no question. But we have to be very careful that we have adequate stomach acid because, according to a study by published by Dr. Francis Van Zandt back in 1932, by the time we get into our 40s, we have anywhere from a 20 to 30% chance of our stomach acid being on the low side. And if that's true, the protein isn't digested adequately into amino acids. And what our bodies do, if they're not getting enough protein digested into amino acids, and this happens much more often to ladies than men, I don't know why, but what our bodies do is they say, okay, I can live without hair, but I can't live without my muscles, so I think I'm going to send all those amino acids over to my heart muscle and my other muscles. I'll just let my hair drop out. So you need to be aware that you might. I didn't say you do. I said you might have a low stomach acid problem, too. Now I'll shut up. Your turn.
So one thing that I want to I have a follow-up is I took methylfolate 1 milligram just by itself. If I take it for a couple of days, the third day my sleep gets affected, and I have to stop it. So do you think this problem will go away if I take that active B-complex, which is a combination of B vitamins?
Possibly, ma'am, because sometimes an imbalance will cause that sleep problem. Number two, it is perfectly possible, I do not know why, but it is perfectly possible for us to be allergic, hypersensitive to natural substances. Gee, how many people do we know who are sensitive to dairy or to gluten or whatever? A few. And those are natural, aren't they? Yes, but it's possible to be hypersensitive. So when we run into a stubborn problem where a person keeps reacting, we'll screen them to see if they're hypersensitive to that thing. And if they are, and if it's essential to the body, which methylfolate is, then we desensitize it, ma'am. So that's something else to keep in mind. Now, we better wind up. We've got a lot of people waiting. So you got anything else? Something else quick, ma'am?
No, that's all I got. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And if you need additional help, this is the kind of complex problem that we're quite accustomed to at Tahoma. So thank you for calling, ma'am.
Thank you so much.